This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The hot weather is impacting livestock weight gains. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The hot weather we've been experiencing lately has been dangerous for anything and anyone outside, especially when it comes to livestock. Animals want to avoid eating when it's hot out, as digestion creates even more heat in their bodies. Tyler Shaw of AgMarket.net said this issue could start to impact the meat market prices.
It very well could. It's going to depend on how long the heat lasts and kind of the intensity and the duration. I think it will play a role because, remember, we're seeing total production of beef drop year over year. Most of that on lower number of head, because the head that we are killing are significantly heavier. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked at it this week, but we've been trending carcass weights at nearly 50 pounds heavier than they were a year ago.
Outside of the inherent health risks like heat stress, livestock animals are almost guaranteed to have lower finishing weights due to the high temperatures.
We're offsetting some of that drop in actual head of cattle in feedlots. We're offsetting that with higher carcass weights. So now if you throw some heat, you throw some muddy pen, wet conditions and weight gain drops, that's definitely going to play a role on harvested weights of these animals as they go through. It's going to take production out of the system. And, that should, on its own, that should be supportive to especially the fat cattle market. We'll just have to kind of wait and see how this plays out. Like I said, it's really largely going to be, does the heat stay as long as they're talking right now?
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.